Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Larry Goddard from Mineral Hills Winery. Finally, Phil, we are doing some local heroes that bring us alcohol this season.
Yes, doesn't matter the time of day. They are there for us.
That's right. I do. And you were saying, Larry, off the air, that you go to these farmers markets, and now that it's legal to taste at farmers markets, people are tasting wine at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Anywhere between 7 and 1 o'clock on Gothic Street, we do farmer market there, and I will soon be in a farmers market in East Hampton on Fridays.
You could bring a little orange juice and make your own tasting mimosa. The world of wine coming to New England is sort of a new thing, but this weekend at the Three County Fairgrounds, of all places,
that's right,
the first ever Taste of Massachusetts Wine Festival. Tell me a little bit about that, Larry.
Well, it's sponsored by the Massachusetts Farm Winery and Growers Association. About 14 of the wineries in Massachusetts have agreed to participate. Folks will be able to taste wines from 14 wineries, and we envision doing this every year. We're looking to get some exposure for Massachusetts wineries, convince people that we're making very good wines right here in Massachusetts.
Larry Goddard from Mineral Hills Winery, which is at Goddard's Redhead Farm in Florence.
We have about 13 different wines. We go from dry to sweet on the whites, dry to sweet on the reds. I have a couple of fruit wines, and of course, honey wine, mead, from our honey.
What grapes did you put in the ground?
I learned a lesson there. I did put a couple of vinifera-type grapes, and those are the European grapes. The names you know, like Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Cabernet Franc, Riesling. And I tried Riesling and Cabernet Franc. Every year they grew real nice. I got them trellised out nice.
Mm-hmm.
And every spring all the buds were dead.
Mm.
After I was 0 for 5, I think, with the Cabernet Franc, pulled them out of the ground. What I have in the ground, long story short, is French-American hybrids, a variety called Frontenac, developed at the University of Minnesota. It'd be very winter hardy.
Mm.
They grow that at the UMass Vineyard, at the Horticultural Center in Belchertown also,
mm-hmm.
where I get some of my grapes. I have a variety called Chamberson and Cayuga and Saval, which were developed at Cornell.
Ivy League.
Ivy League grapes.
And very popular for the upstate New York region, the Cayuga
right.
grapes as well, right?
And my Cayuga I make into a sweet white. My Saval serves my semi-dry white.
Did you consider yourself a wine snob or a wine aficionado prior to making wine yourself?
I grew up in a large Italian family in
uh-huh.
Springfield. My mom had 9 brothers and sisters on my mother's side.
I love this story already.
I played in the cellar with the barrels.
Uh-huh.
I watched grandpa and all the uncles, when they weren't playing a card game called pitch and drinking wine, turn the crank on the big press and
mm-hmm.
make wine. I sort of was influenced by the environment.
Larry Goddard from Mineral Hills Winery right here in Florence. Well, you've brought 2 bottles of wine here. Only 1 glass. I guess I'm the only one going to get it.
And what I brought was my sort of medium red Frontenac. And that's interesting because... like I said, developed at the University of Minnesota, to be very winter hardy. Heck, it can get down to like minus 30, and those vines are just fine. I also brought NoHo Blush.
I don't think anything makes you blush in NoHo.
Yeah, right.
What that one is based on is a Chardonnay grape developed at Cornell, and they grow it at the UMass Vineyard in Belchertown. So that's where I sourced a lot of my Chardonnay,
mm-hmm.
which is a white wine grape. And actually, it's a cross between a Sauval Blanc and a Chardonnay. And what I did was I blushed it with a little bit of my Chamberson. The rosé would be nice first, but you got the Frontenac.
You started talking about the Frontenac first. I thought,
yeah.
All right. I really love the nose on this, and it's got a lot of cocoa. It also has the earthy sort of barnyard smell that I like from some Cab Francs and some Cabernet Sauvignons.
It finishes sort of in the semi-sweet.
It's in the semi-sweet category.
3% residual sugar on that one.
Now I'm going to try the NoHo Blush. It's got a little bit of the citrus fruit in it.
The Sauvignon Blanc lover are liking the Chardonnay.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that in the nose from the red.
A little bit more earthiness in the blush added to it.
Phil, you're trying to interrupt us. Are you wine snob enough to get into this conversation?
Well, I didn't get a glass, so I just want to ask this question, which is, do you still find that most people don't know you're 15 minutes from downtown Northampton?
Of the challenges we have at the winery, the biggest challenge is, of course, people recognizing that we're there. And one of the most common things when people are driving down 66 and see our sign and then turn a hard left or right and come visit us going, we didn't know there were wineries in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So part two of that is they don't know we're here. And they don't know there are wineries in Massachusetts, and there are a lot of good wineries in Massachusetts. In fact, there's a nice little cluster of 5 wineries all within a half hour of right here as we speak.
And it is amazing. We are sort of on the cusp of that right now. It is also amazing that there is going to be this wine festival this Sunday at the Three County Fairgrounds, the Taste of Massachusetts Wine Festival, which Larry and Mineral Hills will be at.
Now's a great time to be jumping in and learning about these wineries, because when you're supporting them, you're letting them plant more acreage of vineyard and getting more varieties going.
You're investing in that industry here.
You can combine this with the Local Hero Challenge. Come to a farmer's market, bring a friend, and taste some wine.
Larry Goddard from Mineral Hills in Florence, great local winery, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.